Bessemer News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Charlie Kirk is in critical but stable condition at a hospital after being shot Wednesday at a Utah event. That, according to a law enforcement official telling the Associated Press. A video captured at the event showed Kirk bleeding heavily from an apparent gunshot wound near his neck. Officials said a suspect is in custody, although that has been disputed now. Videos posted to social media show Kirk speaking into a handheld microphone while sitting under a white tent emblazoned with the slogan, "The American Comeback," and "Prove Me Wrong." A single shot rings out and Kirk can be reaching for his neck with his right hand. Correspondent Greg Clugston has White House reaction to the shooting of Charlie Kirk, who is close to the Trump administration.
Both President Trump and Vice President Vance are asking people to pray for Charlie Kirk. Writing on his social media platform, the president described Kirk as a great guy from top to bottom. God bless him, he said. And the vice president posted on X that Kirk is a genuinely good guy and a young father.
From Salem Media Group CEO David Santrella, "We are closely monitoring the tragic news regarding Charlie Kirk. Our hearts are heavy for Charlie, his family, his friends, and all those impacted at Utah Valley University. As a Salem family, we lift him and his loved ones up in prayer, asking God for healing, strength, and protection during this difficult time." Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 225 points to close at 45,490. The NASDAQ rose by 6 points to 21,856, with the S&P 500 advancing 19. This is SRN News. The new pope is following in the footsteps of the old pope.
Conservative Catholics are outraged at the decision by Leo XIV to name Roman Museum Director Christiana Perella the new president of the Pontifical Academy of Fine Arts. She is well known for publishing homoerotic and sadomasochistic works that would be inappropriate to even describe here. The academy she will be leading was established 500 years ago by the Vatican to promote Christianity through the visual arts, music, and literature. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers are set to debate a government-proposed framework to recognize same-sex partnerships. The debate this week will result in a vote determining the future of the city's LGBT couples. The proposal follows a 2023 landmark court ruling in favor of same-sex unions. Passage of the bill would allow couples who already have formed unions overseas to register their partnerships. SRN News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is holding talks with visiting Israeli President Herzog.
The visit was already controversial before Israel's airstrikes in Doha yesterday. The president of Israel has a largely ceremonial role, but Isaac Herzog was accused of using dehumanizing language against Palestinians in Gaza back in October 2023. Sir Keir Starmer's spokesman said he'd raise with President Herzog the steps Israel must take to end what he called the horrific suffering happening there now. 60 MPs have written to Sir Keir asking what legal advice the government was given over whether President Herzog's visit is compatible with the UK's obligations under the Genocide Convention.
The BBC's Caroline Hawley. The European Commission president will seek sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel over the war in the Gaza Strip. More details at srnnews.com. From